Lake Effect continues on Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Mitch Teich. On this Valentine's Day, we take a look at a business that's rooted in love. Catherine Bolden is a young mom who wanted to be at home with her kids. She also possesses an entrepreneurial spirit and thinks green, even when it comes to something like diapers. WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz motored 20 miles beyond Madison to Bolden's tucked away in the countryside home and business base.
Growing up in Wanakee, Wisconsin, Catherine Bolden says she was the black sheep of the family. Sounds more like green sheep to me.
I've always been interested in things that are more natural and more reusable, things that are better for the environment. That's always been just, you know, growing up, that was really important to me. You know, it was starting to get kind of a little bit more common to do more recycling when I was younger and things. But then also trying to find different ways to reuse things and different ways to do things that kind of improve on it and make it better for the environment and the people that get to use it. So that's kind of just what has inspired everything.
A lot of everything is crammed into the sweeping Lannenstone ranch house that's carved into the edge of a remote ravine. Bolden lives here with her husband and their four children.
My oldest is 8, but we started with the pins and prefolds that, you know, our grandparents used and things. It was not convenient to use. We were just trying to fold it while you have a wiggling little baby around you, and first-time parent, not so easy. So we just started looking for different products that that would work easier, and that sort of developed kind of a sort of an addiction to diapers.
We tramp below ground to a full basement filled with what became of Bolden's experiment. Instead of buying somebody else's product,
they're called wraps now, where they have either Velcro or snaps on the front of them.
Bolden set out to come up with her own cloth diaper system.
We kept trying to find something that just was easier to use. And then we had lots of testers with my kids. Yeah, since we have 4. And then I discovered hemp was a different type of fabric that had started to be becoming around for cloth diapers to be used as inserts. And from there, that's where we developed our line. And that was Willow Sprouts to start with for diapering inserts. And with that, we got, we had the inserts that we started with, and then just kept trying to find something that would go with that to work as a cover system. But I didn't want to do something that had already been done 100 different times.
After lots of tweaking and testing, Bolden came up with her product, Sprout Change.
Very similar to the older style, so very simple, but it does more. So with this, the coolest
feature... You can wear it as a hat.
Actually, my daughter really likes it, which is really funny. Yeah. But so this particular cover, it's the only reversible diaper out there, and we have a patent pending on that.
Cool.
So you can use either side. This particular color is Skyberry, so it's got a fun lavender color and then an aqua color on the other side. So with this, you can put either side on the outside, and because there's 2 different waterproof layers, that you can use either one, and it's super cute with that.
Not only super cute, but Bolden says the reversible wonder will see a child through infancy.
All the way up to about 40 pounds, so the diaper will last for several years. So the elastic is all adjustable and that sort of thing, so that it can be used as long as possible.
Remember Bolden's first goal was to work out of her home? So one section of her basement plant houses a super-sized cutting table and piles of many-colored fabrics, not just the aforementioned Skyberry.
Where do your materials come from?
The hemp has to be imported just because of the laws and everything with that. But the waterproof layer that we have that is made in the U.S., completely, so it's never left the country. And then obviously it gets sewn here. And the cotton that we have is also made in the U.S. too.
Where? I mean...
We get it in the South. Yeah, everything, the fabric seems to be coming from the South only. That works.
That's interesting.
Yep, and we get it on big, giant rolls that come in, and it's really colorful in our driveway.
So that's shipped right here?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Across the way are industrial-strength sewing machines, and Bolden's favorite, the serger.
It goes and it just makes nice loops over there, similar to a zigzag edge, but a nice, much more finished seam to it.
When Bolden first started out 5 years ago, she did everything, cutting, sewing, serging, and her husband would pitch in when he could. A couple of years ago, she added sewers, 6 of them, who work out of their homes.
Yes, they choose exactly what they want to do, and if they
want
to take time off, they take time off and come back when they're ready. Yep.
So they're paid by piece?
Yep, they're paid by piece.
Wow.
Trying to empower women to do it. Exactly what they want to do.
Now a couple of employees have joined Bolden at the home office. She advertised on Craigslist, and Dee Dee is one of the people who responded. She lives 25 miles away and doesn't mind the commute.
How does your day start? You come through their front door, or is there an inner door I don't know about?
We come through the front door.
And now all the kids are running around.
Usually still sleeping or just getting up.
What time do you come in?
8 o'clock.
Okay.
And so just come in, and usually the packing slips are ready.
Where do you find those?
Up on the table.
Okay.
Catherine gets those ready for me the night before and bring those down here and pack things up and snap diapers and put elastic in diapers and do all kinds of different stuff.
You actually ship them out?
Oh, yes.
Where does that happen? I mean, where's the boxes? And
well, I've got a little packing station over here.
I see that.
And then I've got some boxes over here. We've got boxes everywhere.
In fact, Catherine Bolden says their rural postal carrier is just about to pick up a shipment.
He's been our mailman for years. His name is John. I promise I'd mention him.
He's very nice.
Okay, just in case you didn't catch that, she said John has been their mailman for years. Businesswoman Catherine Bolden, mother of four, is 27 years old. She's been in business for 5 years and last year reached $500,000 in sales. Bolden describes business this way.
It has been increasing exponentially, which has been very nice.
Now that she can spread the work among a few employees, Bolden can dream up new products, like the wool dryer balls she just introduced. But even with new products, Bolden says she intends to keep her business as close to home as possible and employ as many people in their homes as she can. Bolden says it's all about empowering people. There's an old soul quality about this 20-something entrepreneur. For Lake Effect, I'm Susan Bentz.
Susan Bentz is WUWM's environmental reporter. If you're curious to find out just how colorful Catherine Bolden's Sprout Change diapers are, there's a link on our website, wuwm.com/lakeeffect.